Natalie Cole, More Than the Stars. Never heard it before? Well, hey, it's a good song, so I played it. Now we've got the line patch repaired to the ranch house in Charlestown. That's where I believe it is. And I'm going to flip it right over to you guys now, so keep it cool.
Okay.
Are you there?
All right, we're here.
Okay.
How do we sound?
Rough. Real rough.
We're having a hard time here, folks.
Sounds like sunspots.
Charlestown Road at Ford Road, and all you have to do is just come out Charlestown Road from downtown New Albany. Maybe this one sounds better. Let's try this one. Gosh, same thing. We have two microphones here, but no transmitter. Gosh, what a drag. We're going to be out here at Ranch House till at least 9 o'clock, so you have about an hour and a half. Johnny Randolph, Ike Smith, Lloyd Scott. He used to work WKLO back in the 60s. And Pete and Jerry, two fantastic engineers who have a lot of money, and they'll load you a lot of money if you come out here. They carry it around with them all the time. Great guys. Mac, of course, the UFO is still here with us, so come on out, and the alien will be signing autographs until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and you'll know him. He looks like Ike Smith. Remember Ike Smith at WKLO and Wacky?
Absolutely.
Well, he looks just like him.
Absolutely.
Okay. As a matter of fact, Ike hasn't been here tonight. It's the alien, so come on out. And there's a couple of guys walking up disguised as Jackson Smith and Bo Brady, and they're also going to be here tonight. So we're gonna interview the alien here right now. We're right next to the spaceship.
I've got a ranch burger in my mouth.
Okay, okay. See, even aliens like ranch burgers. Hey, they're universal. So, Mac, I thought you were starting a record there.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, we used to be real professional about this stuff.
I'm still learning this. What did you do?
Why don't you play some more cigarette commercials like we've done on the air this morning, you know?
Well, I've got a Tree Frog beer commercial that's going to roll shortly.
Yeah, I could use one of those.
Yeah, they're fine. Do we have
any? They taste like crap, but they're okay, you know?
I'm working here in the studio with Robin Shelton, that doesn't want any credit for what's going on tonight. We're having a time.
Robin Shelton's actually the guy that kind of started this.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to speak to him about it in the alley.
Right. Robin, pal, we'll be waiting for you tonight when you leave.
Drop the records on the floor, man.
Well, I tell you what, Mac, we'll turn it back over to you. We're at the Ranch House on Charlestown Road at Ford Road in New Albany. And that's by Legends over here. I believe it's the name of the club back
Legends.
Here. Legends.
Okay. Well,
right.
What's the address one more time?
It's 5327.
Okay.
5327 Charlestown Road.
Okay. Sounds good.
2752. Like I said, 2752.
What's this guy talking about?
Hey, quit hitting the reversal device and making me say things backward, Mac, okay?
Okay.
That's funny not. Okay. Cut it out. Hey, Mac,
what?
I'm not kidding with you. It's funny, isn't? All right, I'll give it back to you, Mac.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Not good.
We're totally unprepared here. My engineer has messed my records up. Like, let's. Okay, here's how. Well, let's cue it. Is this record cue ready to go?
Yeah.
Say yes or no.
Yeah, it's up.
He doesn't have a union card. You can't talk in the air. All you have to do is push the right button. Oh, this is fun. I love it. Yes, sir. Bachman Turner Open Drive. And that's what we've got this place hooked into. Open Drive Cycle. The last days as we look at the future past on KLO.
Goodbye, my life. Don't cry, would you let it fly?
CEO on KLO, let it ride, let it ride. Would you just let it ride? Yes, sir. Mike Hunter with you, the hitman from days gone by on WKLO. My years were 76 through 79. And we'll talk more about that later on. Myself and I hope Rusty Rogers, if Rusty will commit to this, are going to be on at midnight tonight. We're going to go about 6 hours straight. And believe me, it will not be usual, and you probably won't get any sleep. We're going to check in across the river right now at the Hi-Fi Club, the reunion of at the Ranch House. Is anybody there?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
we're
good.
And they said, try it now. and it's going to sound better. It sounds better, but the flying saucer is still here, okay?
I like it.
And this guy was on the radio. Of course, he was on earlier today. This guy was on the radio in the afternoon from 1974 until 1997. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit. Yeah. 78. 79 WAKY, 78 for Bo Brady leaving WKLO. Here he is.
I don't know, man. Those days are gone, Bob. I mean, you know, that was a haze back then.
The hell with you. I'm going to go get a ranch burger.
You going to get a ranch burger?
Yeah, well, we talked to some folks out here.
Come on over to Ranch House. Ranch burgers are just as good as they always were. I mean, you know, all this lovely, lovely. It's lovely weather out here tonight, and look at these people just standing around going, hey, what are we doing here? We're having a good time, and this is the 1080 KLO reunion. CII and DJX and CSN and all that. And by God, we're going to do it until midnight tomorrow night. And no telling who's going to show up. Yeah, look at that over there. Hey,
just come back to you. Hey, look at this, man. Lloyd Scott talking here. Doesn't this come back to you? 1956, solid black Chevy, red interior. Cruising the ranch house on a Friday night. What has changed?
That's a 55, man.
55.
Yeah, it's 55.
Okay, but cruising the ranch house. I mean, doesn't this all come back to you?
Yeah, let's see. Boy, that's nice. Yeah, it sure is. We got some nice looking cars out here. Yeah, I heard you on the radio earlier telling some stories about John Otting.
No, don't ask any questions.
No, not me. Well, now, wait a minute. It's nighttime now. We can get down and dirty and tell the truth.
What about? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, tell me a nasty story. Tell me about somebody.
No, there's no nasty questions.
No, there's somebody's a burglar alarm going off right now. Yeah. Let's go over and get these boys over here. Ike Smith still here. Gary Griffin eating it. What do you think of the ranch burger? This is your first ranch burger.
Yeah, after all these years, absolutely fantastic. I want another one. As a matter of fact, would you buy me one?
Well, I'll buy you one. Sure, I'll buy you a ranch burger. I'll buy me one, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're ranching out tonight, Ike?
You're not working in radio. That's why you have a lot of money now.
You betcha. Sure. Yeah. I had two people coming to me and says, you're doing what now? I'm selling men's skirts. We've got a...
Whatever turns you on.
Well, like I said... No, I spent a lot of heartache, a lot of time, and a lot of money chasing skirts, so I decided it was a lot cheaper to buy my own, right? Yeah, when I've got it home. That's right. Yeah, let's go back and play some music, Mac, and then we'll be right back here at the Ranch House in Knobney.
Thank you, Bo. Sounds like a monstrous idea to me. This is Mac Hunter, your ever-loving hitman. Back in the old KLO days. I guess I should get a little give a little bit of a history of myself. I'll make up half of it. Got an idiot in here working with me. I love it. I came to WKLO in 1976, along with Robert Klein. He and my bad self were working at a station, WSEC in Fort Knox, and they needed one disc jockey, and we both got the job. We're both half-wits, so we made up one dimwit together, and from KLO, I went on to several other radio stations and finally got out of this business. And now I'm back in it. We'll have some music in just about a minute and a half here, and we'll get back to the folks over at the ranch house enjoying all those hamburgers and everything. And we're glad you're listening. We're very much happy to be able to bring you this program through the facilities of WDJX AM. And General Manager Bill Wells has been tremendous to us. And I was just talking to a guy just a while ago that I believe he's about the nicest and friendliest and most accommodating general manager that I have ever met in my 17 years of radio. And Bill, this one's for you. You know, after you've been out smoking all day with your friends, maybe even all night, you get a little dry, a little parched, right? Well, try Tree Frog Beer. After all, you know the weekends were made for Tree Frog. Tree Frog Beer in the big green cans. You only go around once in life, so grab all the Tree Frog you can. Tree Frog. No bull? No bull. Tree Frog. Headquarters, Full Moon, Kentucky. Yeah. 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 Ah, that Tree Frog. Ooh. Love that Tree Frog beer. Makes me feel so strange. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Tree Frog. Tree Frog, for you and your honey, and all your friends. Those be the raspberries, okay? You see, here on 1080, the final, what are we going to call this, a swan song or the final approach? Okay, I'm going to check in with the guys across the river. Are you guys on line?
Yeah, we're on line.
Okay.
Hey, Bubba.
Listen, I've got a message for you, sir.
Your sound, you got a what?
A message.
Okay.
Your beautiful, young, cuddly, sweet honey pie called. Everything's okay at home.
Everything's okay. My sweetie pie called?
Yeah, but she needs you to call her.
Have you heard my wife yet? No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I need to call home?
Yeah, it's no emergency or anything.
It's no nothing important here, is it?
Well, she can't find a dog sitter. My girlfriend must be up there.
Well, she'd bring a dog with her.
Hotline.
Could she bring a dog with her?
Okay.
Could she bring the dog with her so we get at your house? Well, she needs to bring the dog with her. Wait a minute. We're out here supposed to be having fun. I'm talking about a dog sitter in Lexington, right?
I'm glad we settled that very controversial decision. Ran into there.
Yeah, that's right. Bo Brady here with Tad Murray, with Jackson Smith, Gary Griffin.
Or Dr. Gary Griffin, whichever one you prefer. We could probably think of a few other things. You know, somebody asked me today if I was going to plug myself while I was on the radio today, and I said, man, after all these damn years, I'm not going to start doing it now. If all these people don't know who I am or where I'm at and all this stuff, I'm just, you know, the heck with them. But
$50
for that spot. You mean for my office at Baptist East Hospital? Okay, right, gotcha. Wonderful. Now it's $100. Oh, I tell you, this has really been just too much. We're all sitting around just saying, you know, it's one thing to have to been around the old radio station. It's another thing to run into all these folks who used to actually work with us or work before us or came after us and all this stuff. But not too many people were there after me, because I was there when we shut the radio station down. As a matter of fact, I was there the night they flipped the switch from the Sunshine Sounds of WCSN. It was E. Alvin Davis. And I was there, and we were there, and we just kind of, he did this little nice little announcement, the Sunshine Sounds, and CSN became a rock station, and WKLO started to fade away. As a matter of fact, was discussing today with someone the picture of the guy who used to own the radio station. What was there? Yeah, Mr. Sawyer. He had his, the picture, it was, yeah, his picture always hung out front in the front office, and he had those eyes. It was like the Uncle Sam picture. No matter where you stood in the room, his eyes always followed you around. It was really odd. Was that picture there when you were there? Were they, John?
That picture was always there. And John, too. I'll tell you one thing happened. I guess since Great Trails is no longer in Louisville, no longer owns... when it no longer owns this facility, but there was another honcho up in Dayton, Ohio, the home office, and he did all the paperwork and this type of thing. He was always bringing documents in for the head guy to sign, and the head guy just signed them when he read them, you know, sign this and this and this. And several years before this happened, this fella had a legal document typed out, said, in 5 years or whatever, I'm going to retire with $1 million in cash, and the company will pay me, yada, 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 into the... At the end of 5 years, he walked in. He says, I want $1 million. This really happened. He says, huh? Pulled out the document, and it stuck. We had to pay him.
Those guys were always good at cutting their own deals, but they always kind of left us hanging out on the end, on the raw end there. All I can say is my personal story with the radio station happened one day when it snowed out 22 inches overnight in Louisville, and just so happened Alex, the son of the guy who owned the radio station, was stuck at the radio station. There was not a hotel room available in downtown Louisville because all these thousands of office workers have been stuck in the city, and Alex spent the night on the couch at the radio station, which that was the radio station couch, and a lot of interesting things had occurred there over the years. And that was my comment also earlier today, that somebody was going to show up and go, hi, Dad. That mom said she knew you. But anyway, so it's not. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and there's 22 inches of snow on the ground. Absolutely not a soul walking around in downtown Louisville. And Alex, the owner of all these radio stations and television stations, multimillionaire that he was, smart guy, good-looking dude, has been sleeping all night on the couch. And, you know, like, I show up at my normal time because I rode a TARC bus downtown. That was the only thing going, that and police cars. And I walked in the door, and they all ran to the front door to see who it was. It was me. And Alex goes, "You're here." I went, "Yeah, so what? You know, let's do some commercials, man." And he says, "Well, I just want to tell you that you're very dedicated, and I really appreciate you coming in today." And I said, "Hey, you know, it's okay. It's cool, man. You want to go to my house and crash? You know, here, catch a TARC." But anyhow, several years later, after being at that time the longest-lived employee of the radio station, you have to remember the people in the radio business don't usually last too long in one place. I've been there about 7.5 years. I'm quitting. I'm going to dental school. And Alex just so happened to be at the radio station the day that I left, because the next day he fired the general manager that was there at the time. But he saw me and he says, "Hey, I understand you're leaving." And, you know, I was like, I didn't expect anything. I thought maybe they'd give me a 19-inch Sony TV set or something. You know, something nice, a going-away card. And I said, "Yes, I'm leaving." And he said, "Good luck." Turned around, walked back to the office, and fired the general manager for poor ratings. But we all know it's never the general manager's fault. It's always the people that he hires that are under him. And that's why I left and left it to all these wonderful people that are here tonight. And we're so happy that you're all here. Bo, do you have anything to say about all this? No. Without which, all of this would not have been necessary, by the way.
Right. Let's have a big hand for Mr. Tooth Decay, Dr. Gary Griffin, DMD. Yes, indeed. That's right. If you'd like to come over and see the bridge that he put in a couple of years ago for me, I'll be glad to show it to you. I got a story, too, about changes. I got canned by Bernie Thompson from WKLO, and at the time, Gary, who talked a minute ago, and I'm going to go ahead and tell this story. We were at the Castaway watching Billy Joe Royal, and Gary and I had an awful lot to, we soaked it up that night. And all the way back, we stopped for each other three or four times, and Gary gets out of the car and goes over by a bridge above it, and there is a there's a drunk sleeping over there, homeless person. And Gary comes back to the car going, "We got to get out of here." And this guy's following you going,
He says, "Don't leave. I want to talk to you."
Well, we didn't stick around. So anyway, I missed the morning shift and didn't make it at all the next day. And Bernie decided my lifestyle was not what should be on WKLO. So I got canned. Well, a couple of years later, when they went to WCII, who was the program director of CII then? Matthews? C.C. Matthews. C.C. called up and says, "Hey, would you come over here and play country for us?" And I went, "Well, hey, how much will you give me?" He said, "Well, we'll give you about $1 a week. And but we struck a deal. I was working at WNUU, which was WRK, was going to become WRKA. And they were going through some changes, so I told C.C. that I would come to work, and they promoted for 2 weeks that I'd be starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. Bob Knowles, who was the manager of WRKA, showed up on my step the night before I was supposed to go and offered me twice as much money to stay at RKA. And I went, "Well, that's morally, that's unethical." And I thought, "Well, hell, they fired me once, I won't show up." And I didn't. Yeah.
So it's a great way to burn a few bridges.
That's right. Torts them suckers, man. Torts them suckers. Anybody got any other stories before playing music?
I got one story that if, you know, one person that's not here tonight that we all miss and wish could be here. As we were discussing earlier today, there's quite a few people that have passed away. They're no longer with us. And one of them is Woody Stiles, and who is a real buddy to a lot of us that were here. And I have one very happy Woody Stiles story that I can tell you. It was a touching story. It was a Christmas Day story. And Woody Stiles was the news director at the radio station, WKLO. And for some reason, I was doing the morning shift that day on Christmas Day. And Woody was there. And so he finished his news thing, and I finished the morning show. And we're sitting around the studio, you know, like, "What are you going to do today?" Well, we were two single guys. We didn't have any family close by. And He says, well, let's go down to the liquor store and get a fifth of wild turkey. So, and think about it. So we did. We went down to the liquor store that was open on Christmas Day, walked in there, got a fifth of wild turkey, brought it back to the radio station and started having a few sips. And I said, man, I'm getting kind of hungry. You know, this is about an hour later. And I said, what do you want to do for lunch, for Christmas dinner or whatever? And he said, well, he says, I tell you what, let's go to the Salvation Army. I said, the Salvation Army, you're out of your mind. He says, no, man, come on, we'll go. He says, we'll have a good time, come on. Like that, so we did. And it was one of the best Christmas dinners I ever had. We gave him $20 for our Christmas dinner. And if you know Woody, he was always bumming 20. I think I loaned him the $20, as a matter of fact. Woody Styles always, he was always broke all the time. But one heck of a great guy. And Woody, if you're wherever you are tonight, we are thinking about you and we miss you. We wish you were here. Woody had a great news style. He always had a great liner into the news. One day, it was something like, there's been a mix-up, a smash-up, a meltdown, and there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut. That story next on KLO. You know, always something really entertaining and a wonderful fellow. And we wish all those guys could be with us here tonight.
Yawn.
Anybody else? Here we go.
Not right now. Take it back.
Hey, Mac, I guess it's all yours, man. We're running short of stories to tell right now, but we'll be back in a minute, okay?
You're running out of air, man. Okay.
Yeah, we'll running out of breath.
Never mind. Matt. Okay, it is 7:57, according to the little digital laser clock on the console here at the Ozone Skyscraper. Legal ID time, I guess, eh? What is it? WDJX AM 1080. My engineer is wrecking the studio. This is great. This is great. We have plenty of music coming up tonight, and we'll be switching back live and direct to the Hi-Fi Club in just a few minutes. I don't have any stories to tell. All mine are rather bizarre and scary, you understand, you know? I don't know. We'll be back in just a moment. Right now, the Doobie Brothers on 1080 KLO. What a fool believes. You see.